My Wildest Concept or Dream. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, My Wildest Concept or Dream. Who cares? Who cares what my wildest concept or dream is? Nobody, except me. And that's the one that really makes the difference in this world. I care about my wildest concept and dream. And my wildest concept and dream is that I am divine. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am a happy person. I am a joyous person. I am an abundant person. I am a healthy person. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am independently wealthy. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. My goodness sakes, what an affirmation you make. That's right. I make this affirmation again and again and again and again. And, you know, I like making the affirmation because it puts me into the proper frame of mind, the frame of mind of being whole and perfect, the frame of mind of being wonderful, the frame of mind of being fabulous, the frame of mind of being all that is wonderful and good and beautiful and fantastic and glorious in me. Yes, that's what I do. Well, think about it. Do you do that too? Do you do that for yourself? Do you think the wonderful thoughts for yourself? Do you think that you are a fantastic person? Do you think that you are a glorious person? Do you think that you're the kind of person that the world wants to look at and the world wants to say hi to and the world wants to say, yeah, that's my kind of person. I like that person. I like to be in their company because they're kind of my kind of person. Yep, that's my kind of person. That's my kind of person I like to be with. Yes, 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 yes. Well now, how about that? Are you that kind of person? Are you that kind of person that other people like to say, yes, I want that person in my world? Or are you the kind of person other people say, hey, nice to know you, adios, amigos, and they're on their way and they let you be free to do whatever you want to do, but not in their world. They have no interest in being in your company, in the company of a sad sack, in the company of a person who's got problems, in the company of a person who doesn't know up from down and in from out, and a person who doesn't realize that their attitude is what makes the world. Their attitude is what makes the world. We keep talking about this wonderful idea that our attitude makes the world. Now, my wildest concept or dream is all of the wonderful things I think. Now, I think about my car. And I think my car runs beautifully. I get in my car. I am the pure white light of love. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. I am the pure white light of love. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. I am the pure white light of love. I surround my car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. And lo and behold, as I drive down the freeways and drive down the roadways, wherever I may be, the traffic just melts in front of me. The traffic melts on either side of me. I'm like a lone pigeon floating in the sky, or a great gull, or whatever other bird delights the eye. And wherever I am, it is just as easy as pie for me to go wherever I want, because that's the only thing I keep in my eye. Love, peace, happiness, right action. The way is open before me. The way is open before me. The way is open before me. Make this statement every day of your life. Every day of your life, make this statement, because then your wildest concept or dream manifests itself so beautifully, so perfectly, so wonderfully, so magnificently that you could never dream that such a thing could ever happen to you, and yet, lo and behold, there it is happening right to you right now. And that's what really matters, doesn't it? It happens to you right now. So think about these thoughts. Think about these ideas for yourself, and think how wonderful it is to be how wonderful you are. How wonderful it is to be how wonderful you are. And as you think about how wonderful it is to be, how wonderful you are, then everyone else all of a sudden looks different. All of a sudden they look totally different. They have a different attitude about themselves. They have a different perspective on life. They have a different family. Instead of their family being a bunch of boogies, their family are a bunch of harmonies. And, you know, that's what life's all about. Life is all about living our wildest concept or dream and living it in every thought. Be amazing. Be amusing. Be so that when people look at you, they'll say, "Are you sure you got all your marbles? Are you sure that, are you for real?" And people often ask that of me. "Herb, are you for real?" And I say, "You bet." And then they say, trying to intimidate me, "Dr. Byerly, are you for real?" And I say, "I surely am. I surely am for real, and I love me, and I love my world, and I love everybody in it. And you're in my world, and I love you." "Oh, come on, get off it." "No, I do. I love you. I think you're fantastic. I think you're wonderful. I think you're great. I think you're the kind of person I'd like to have in my life." Well, doop, 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 doop. And little by little, that person changes. But they don't really change. It's just that our attitude changed about them. And so, therefore, their attitude had to take us into consideration. Because before, they thought we were non-compassmentists with them. We were unimportant and that we were just of no value. And now, here we are, the king's ransom. Here we are, the most wonderful thing in the world. Here we are, the joyous, powerful thought of peace and harmony and goodness. And wow, isn't that the way we want to live? My wildest concept or dream. What sort of concept or dream would you like to have in your consciousness about yourself? What sort of concept or dream would you like to have in your world, speaking about who you are and what you are and why you are? What sort of concept would you like to have? What sort of realization would you like to have? What sort of experience would you like to have? Would you like to have the experience that tells you that you're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Or would you like to have the experience that tells you, "Hey, you're a sad sack. Who wants you? Who needs you in their world? Not me." You know? So think about it. Who needs you in their world? Only the type of person who you are. And if you are a gorgeous, fabulous, delightful, charming, wonderful person, then that's the kind of people who will be eager to have you in their world. And of course, you create that whole scenario yourself. My wildest concept or dream, what is it? My wildest concept is that the world's going to end. And there's a cartoon in an elderly magazine, AARP, whatever it is. And in this publication, the man is walking there in his nightgown, and he's holding a sign, and the people are walking by him, paying no attention to him. And he said, the sign says, "No one's paying attention to the reality that the world is coming to an end." No one is paying attention to the idea the world's coming to an end. And I thought to myself, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Nobody's paying attention to the negatives in the world. And as we pay attention to the positives in the world, we empower those positives to be our reality. As we pay attention to the positives in our life, we empower them to be who we are, who and what we are, and who and why we are, and who and where we are. Wow! It's so beautiful, so simple, so fantastic, and so joyous. But that's what the whole name of the game is. My wildest concept or dream. Up or down. I can have either way. And I choose to have the up wildest dream. I choose to have the up most fantastic concept. I choose to have the wildest concept of joy and happiness and peace and right action. I choose to walk down the street and sing a song and have everybody look at me and say, "Hey, he's cool. He's strange, but cool." You know? And isn't it so? Isn't it so? People say of other people, they must be either an idiot or stupid, because they don't know that there's a problem. Well, now, we can be either an idiot or stupid, and we don't know there's a problem. And an idiot is just living in another level of awareness, another level of consciousness, and that's not all bad. It's not acceptable by society because we don't understand it, and we can't understand into that level of that person's beingness. But you know, if we could really investigate what an idiot is, we'd find that they were just being a genius in a misunderstood way, or in a way that we haven't yet been able to put our hooks on. And one of these days, we'll realize that everyone on the face of the earth, everyone in the universe, everyone is a genius. Everyone is fabulous. Everyone is joyous. Everyone is doing their thing. Everyone is having a great time. And the minute we come to realize that, then we stop fighting it. And when we stop fighting it, then we start being that wildest concept or dream that we have. And we start expressing that in everything that we do and everywhere that we go. And my, that is a wonderful way to go. Today, join with me in that realization. Join with me in that powerful thought that now is the time that my wildest concept or dream is revealed in me, as me, through me, now. Oh, it's so wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.